Doctors for COVID Ethics published this paper. It looks to me as though it was published yesterday. It says 9 hours ago at archive.org. And in a mere 9 hours, the demonic, diabolical, propaganda, master forces that be were successful in having the study removed. Somebody, though, had already downloaded a copy, and it appeared on a Wayback Machine almost instantaneously. As soon as they took it down, and there's this big hoop-de-doo notice. The notice says this. Well, now I can't get to the page. of course I can. The notice says that, well, this used to be here. Error 410. This post is under investigation or was found in violation of Medium rules. Medium is a place kind of like stream.org where Dr. Thymes can post their research papers and what have you, and other stories. So the medium version of the story is still down. You can't find it. But the people at the Off-Dash Guardian were successful in nabbing a copy before, nabbing the text before it got deleted. So they got good people out there doing research on this stuff. In any event, that are keeping tabs on all this. This is Doctors for COVID Ethics. So I did a little bit of snooping around to see what I could find out. The Doctors for COVID Ethics actually is a group that has been combating the lies, propaganda, mistruths, diabolical falsities and what have you on the Corona doom, the Corona hoax, since midsummer last year. And this particular study is just their latest effort here. So it doesn't take long to read. You can actually read it in 12 minutes. Took me, of course, since I have super heightened abilities. Kidding. You like that, huh? Super high. Since I have my super. Look, I could be in the Justice League or the Avengers with my super. Super speed reader abilities. No, I skim. I was able to read it. They say you can read it in 12 minutes. I was able to read it in 12 minutes. So that's how long it takes. It's not a hard read. It's very easy to understand. I highlighted a couple of parts that I think are important in the pile of prep at MikeChurch.com today. So check that out. And you can find that there. Or you can just... at the top of the page, I quote from the report. That's today's Veritas et Sapientia. So you can, and there's a link there to the report if you want to follow it. But the part that I was, there's a bunch of stuff in here. Here, the abstract. COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers have been exempted from legal liability for vaccine-induced harm. It is therefore in the interest of all those authorizing, enforcing, and administering the Corona hoax vaccinations. By the by, why is that term so, what's the word, confounding to some of you? You know, just because every time I say it, I don't give the disclaimer that I'm impersonating Congressman James Clyburn. One of you dolts in the chat room yesterday was, well, as soon as the TKD learns how to pronounce vaccination, did you really put that in the, that dude that was in the chat room yesterday? He's all wrong, he says vaccination. I know it's vaccination. Good Lord. Vaccinations. To understand the evidence regarding the risks and benefits of these vaccines, since liability for harm will fall on them. In short, The availability, the available evidence and science indicate that the Corona hoax 19 vaccines are unnecessary, ineffective, and unsafe. Now, I was intrigued by what they wrote here because if I'm reading this correctly, are these doctors implying that doctors, medical people that are giving nurses, orderlies, interns, what have you, nurse practitioners that are actually giving the jab could be held liable? That's a legal question. We know that the manufacturers are. Let's just say you go to Dr. Vinny Boom Butts. And Dr. Vinny Boom Butts said, oh, yes, yes, you're in a high health group risk. I strongly suggest that you and your family get the vaccination. Because Dr. Vinny Boom Butts has also heard James Clyburn. I strongly suggest you and the family get the vaccination. Again, I only play one on the radio. I'm not an attorney. But if that were true, then that would make a couple of 100,000 people liable for the side effects that begin kicking in months, maybe years down the road from the use of this vaccine. It's just it's something I hadn't considered before, but it would fall perfectly in line with the evil that is that has become all the governments of the world post-corona doom. So the paper says necessity. Let me get to safety, because most of you are concerned with the safety aspect. Listen to this. The vaccines are dangerous to both healthy individuals and those with pre-existing chronic disease. Now this, these doctors' explanation here, the COVID doctors for ethics, their explanation of how the mRNA process works, because they write and act all doctory and stuff, will kind of help, because it helped me when I was reading to go like, oh, okay, now I knew what it was doing. I could see in my doctoral pea-sized brain, I could see what it was doing, but I maybe was not able to articulate it. Well, I can now, because I could just quote them and articulate what the antigens are doing. This stuff is noxious. This is why. Who was the rapper that croaked that had a stroke? DMX, right? It was DMX. That just totally explains now some of the famous people that have died. That he had, his body was fighting, was producing antigens to fight some kind of heart ailment. And when he took the jab, the antigens went, oh, hey, stop doing that and do this because you got to fight corona doom. And his body's natural immune system, his body's natural repair process was, to kind of summarize it, his repair process was stopped. The repairs it was doing that it naturally knew it needed to do, and instead started repairing and acting all repairing and stuff on parts of his body that weren't sick, that didn't need repair. But the key point is, it stopped the repair. It stopped the healing or the making well of what it was doing. Safety. The vaccines are dangerous to both healthy individuals and those with pre-existing chronic disease for reasons such as the following. risk of lethal and non-lethal disruptions of blood clotting, including bleeding disorders, thrombosis in the brain, stroke and heart attack, autoimmune and allergic reactions, antibody-dependent enhancement of disease, and vaccine impurities due to rushed manufacturing and unregulated production standards. The risk-benefit calculus is therefore clear. The experimental vaccines are needless, ineffective, and dangerous. Their words, not mine. Actors authorizing, coercing, or administering experimental COVID-19 vaccination are exposing populations and patients to serious, unnecessary, and unjustified medical risks. And then they have subcategories here. Number one, the vaccines are unnecessary. And then they have several. I'll come back to this and flesh it out in greater detail. Let me fast forward to the end. Because the summary on ethics is priceless. And let me give you the upshot of what the things are doing. What are these serums doing? Well, here you go. This is what I was mentioning just a moment ago. With the mRNA vaccines, thank you, James Clyburn, the risk of severe adverse events is virtually guaranteed to increase with every successive injection. In the long term, they are therefore even more dangerous than the vector vaccines. Their apparent preferment over the latter is concerning in the highest degrees. These vaccines are not safe. That's the Doctors for COVID Ethics. Link is in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. And it's also in today's pile of prep on my website, which is new and updated every single day as it has been for 20-some-odd years, mikechurch.com. Ethics and legal points to consider is their conclusion. Conflicts of interest abound in the scientific literature and within organizations that recommend and promote vaccines. While demonizing alternative strategies. Literature plays its strategy. Yes, I know. Authorities, doctors, and medical personnel need to protect themselves by evaluating the sources of their information for conflicts of interest extremely closely. Authorities, doctors, and medical personnel need to be similarly careful not to ignore the credible and independent literature on vaccine necessity, safety, and efficacy. Given the foreseeable mass deaths and harms that must be expected unless the vaccination campaign is stopped. They don't say slow it down. They say stop it.